Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It starts with shouting. Muffled, but definitely lots of shouting. It's close, and there's a motion. Wherever I am, whatever I'm on, it's moving and fast. And there's this sound. It's so loud, like winds in a hurricane buffeting against. I'm not sure. It's too loud. And then there's this light shredding through my sky. Just a single sliver at first, then three, then a hole. To the heavens. The shouting is louder now. Not muffled. It's excited. I'm afraid. It's so loud. I wish the sky would close back up. Just leave me to stay warm and safe. Even for just a moment longer. But the shouting grows angry over my wish. A hand pierces my sky and rips more of it away. It hurts. It's getting cold here now. Another hand, and this one grabs me. I don't want to leave. I don't want to meet the angry shouting. I'm being pulled through my sky, and I'm afraid. Why must I leave? Please don't make me leave. The shouting is very quickly growing into a seething rage. I'm passing through my sky now, and it's so cold. I'm so scared. Where's my mom? That's when I wake up. It's not the first time I've had a dream of my first memories. It certainly won't be the last. The first bells of the morning are just coming to an end. I'm late yet again. I rush to reassemble my room. If I get caught with another nest, Master Elijah will surely have my feathers. The bells are completely silent now. Oh, so late. I forgo fixing my room. It'll have to be fine until after morning meditation. I throw on my robes and head out the door. I instantly rush into another one of the students here. Before I can even apologize, he shoves me away. Watch where you're going, freak! His words hurt. But I'm used to it at this point. I'm not what one would deem normal here. Being a non-human race. Especially one of the beasts. It's not seen in a kind light here in Riven. They've had issues in the past. I understand. I try not to take it personally. Not everyone here is like him, but there are enough. I just try to remind myself that it's not my fault I'm here, and that someday, when I've finished my work, I can leave and never have to look back. Oh, right, meditation! Brother Vance will not allow me to hear the end of this. As I arrive to class, everyone else has already gotten to their spot and are all well into their meditating. Brother Vance doesn't even open an eye.
You're late again, Brother Pizarro.
Sorry, Brother Vance, I stammer. I hate how timid I get around the leaders. I just want to be brave to stand up for myself.
Please take your place on your mat and do your best not to disrupt the others.
I do as I'm told. I don't like all the teachings here in Hokkaido. Some are quite boring. Others feel outdated from what the pirates tell me. But meditation I do enjoy. I do find it to be the most pleasant parts of my morning. Especially after nights like the last. That dream. I can't stand... My thoughts are broken by the gentle toll of the bells signaling breakfast. We all start to rise. Brother Vance asks me to wait a moment. All the other students leave. I wait patiently for Brother Vance to give me some kind of reprimanding for my continued tardiness to his class. He continues to sit, eyes closed, saying nothing. Out of the shadows of the corner of the room walks Master Elijah. How long had he been there? My blood turns to ice. My mind races to find all the things that I could have done wrong since last Master Elijah and I spoke. While my mind races, his voice cuts through my focus.
Brother Pizarro.
I kneel.
Brother Vance makes me aware that you were late yet again this morning.
I say nothing. I've learned better.
I'd give you the benefit of the doubt that it must have been due to some form of cleaning or helping a fellow student, possibly even something as simple as observing the beauty around us.
I shiver in anticipation. Will he only use words today? Did he see my room already? My mind wanders. Why did I have to be what I am? Is that why he's so hard on me?
But you see, I know you weren't cleaning because there appears to have been a giant bird resting in your room. I don't know of any giant birds allowed within the living quarters, do you, Brother Vance? So you want the other students to treat you as one of them, but you continue to stand out so adversely. And you weren't helping anyone this morning. Word is you ran into another student holding him up from getting to his destination on time. And you certainly weren't taking in the beauty here. You never have.
This place. It is gorgeous. But the gilded cage is still a cage.
What?
Oh no. Did I say that out loud?
Did you have something to say, Brother Pizarro?
No, Master Elijah. Slip of the tongue.
Because if you did have something to say, and it was about your lack of appreciation...
I hear it. The soft sound of a thin rod sliding against Master Elijah's robe. This morning won't be any different. Just stay silent, Harkos. Stay calm. It will end.
Then I would be forced to show you just how lucky you are.
He makes his way behind me. I know what's next. I do not wait for his words, as I do not want him to be more angry than he clearly is. I untie my robes, fold them, and place them in front of me.
You see, we didn't have to take you from those pirates. That was a kindness.
I hear it before I feel it. The wind whistles around the cane. He strikes me. The pain burns.
And yet, despite our kindness, despite our free lodging, another strike, despite our free education, and again, despite all that we do for you, for a monster, an abomination of nature, again, harder this time. He's furious. The pain burns through all of me. Tears stream down my beak. I don't deserve this. I didn't ask to be given to the pirates. I didn't want to be given to the sanctuary. I feel like I did in my dream, ripped from the warm place, surrounded by angry shouting.
You forsake all of it. You destroy your room almost daily.
Another strike. I try to leave the situation mentally. My thoughts drift to that of my parents. What must have happened to them for me to be taken as I was? Are they still alive? Do they care? If I survive this hell, will I be able to find them? Did they want me?
And now you're not even listening.
He brings the cane down harder than any of the others today. It knocks me forward. I can feel the blood running through my feathers. I say nothing. I weep silently into the cobblestones. I hear the cane go back in his robes. We're done.
I believe once you've cleaned your mess from Brother Vance's room, you could stand to have some time to contemplate your transgressions from this morning. Why don't you spend the day in the Reflection Tower? Should do you some good.
I hear him walk away. Brother Vance rises soon after.
Best get yourself put together and cleaned up, Harkos. We don't want to anger him more.
I slowly lift myself from the floor with Brother Vance's help. My back and my wings scream out in pain. I don't care. I have to get up. I need to do as I was asked if I want this day to continue easily. Thank you, Brother Vance. He gives me a slight nod. I can see sadness behind his eyes as he turns to leave. I get my robes on and I get the floor clean. I want nothing more than to go and get some food, but I know what awaits me if I don't go straight to the tower. So I go. All the while I think about the road I've traveled to be here. The pirates weren't the nicest either, but at least they were usually drunk or working, so they didn't bother me too much. But I was hardly with them, not many clear memories before the sanctuary. Even after getting settled initially, different pirates would make their way through, and I always found it so exciting, more interesting than my usual studies, which my lack of interest would usually end how this morning did. But the pirates, they were so exotic, and they got to leave. I would always sneak off to take in all I could from them, learn a few tricks here, some games there. As I grew up, I learned more and more about the outside from them, things the leaders didn't find worth sharing. I longed for the outside, and yet here I stayed. I was an Alacocra, I had wings, and yet I stayed. Why? At the end of the day, I knew why. Despite the way I was treated here, it was safer than being alone, and the pirates always brought me back whenever I'd attempt to leave with them. I never got very far, sadly. So the sanctuary was home. I reached the top of the stairs to the tower. I frequented it a lot, so I had become used to the smell. It was in need of major work as most of it was falling apart, but with the sanctuary being positioned so close to the waterfalls and ley lines as it was, time wouldn't ever be kind to neglected areas such as this. I settled in for what was certain to be a long day, tried to go lean against a wall for some rest, and winced as my fresh wounds reminded me of their presence. I resolved to some meditation again, find my peace, find my call, focus on the path before me. I thought more on what I wanted from life and dwelt less on the past, less on why I was in the place I currently was. I thought loud and hard about all the things I longed to do before my days were over. They all felt so far away. My stomach growled. Oh, how I wished for some pirates to be stopping by so I could have some of those, what did they call them, taquitos? Yes, that was them. They always soothe my worries away. But my hunger did thrust me from my meditative state. Somehow it was dark only a few short hours before we would be starting the whole thing over tomorrow and hope for something different. I said a silent prayer to Saloon that tomorrow would bring something different, even if only slightly. And gods have a weird way of intervening. I never quite understood, and even after these next events, I wouldn't fully know what that meant for many more months. As I finished my prayer, I heard some commotion outside. I got up off the floor, my back still aching from the morning, and I crept to one of the crumbling walls of the tower.
Down at the front gate was a lone rider. He was speaking with Master Elijah. I strained to make out what he was saying. Something about an iron's edge and monsters. He held a sheet of paper in his outstretched hand. Master Elijah seemed only to allow him to say his piece before turning him away. The man begged for help, for the people. I didn't know what most of what he was asking meant, but I felt something in me. The fervor in the man's voice, the worry in his eyes. I needed to go with him, but I'd never be allowed to leave. As I started to turn away, I heard the gates close and the man mount up. And then I had a thought. It was horrifying. Something I'd never done before. It would be me actively going against everything. It would be me disobeying to the highest degree. If I was caught... Oh, if I thought this morning hurt... I couldn't. It wasn't worth the risk. But the pull... Something in me... At my core... Pleaded with me to take the leap. The next thing I knew, I was plummeting from the tower like a missile. Just before hitting the ground, I opened my wings, still sore and aching, but doing their job. Just for a few more minutes, my hunger began to fade as the adrenaline built. I was heading to the sparring area. I knew not why. As I came to land, I saw them, though, the weapons. I'd never handled more than just the wooden ones. I didn't pay enough attention to be trusted with the real thing safely. I made my way towards them. I didn't even know what I was doing yet, but my body did. It opened the case and took up a spear and some darts. As I weighed the weapon in my hand, I heard the footsteps behind me. I turned to find Brother Gabriel, our combat teacher, standing before me.
Brother Pizarro, you're meant to be in the Reflection Tower until tomorrow morning. What are you doing up? And with those weapons?
Just as with everything up to this point, my body and mouth reacted without me. Stay back. Leave me be. I do not wish to hurt you. Those words, they were my voice. They were my thoughts, but never something I'd say. Not out loud, and most definitely not to a leader. Brother Gabriel laughed.
You would hurt me. Brother Pizarro, I believe you're mistaken. You couldn't even hurt...
He began to walk towards me. My body coiled into a defensive stance like a predator ready to strike. My hands readied my weapons. More words came. One more step, Gabriel. Don't make me do this. Brother Gabriel did stop, baffled at the way I was speaking to him. I was too.
I don't know what you believe you're up to, Arcos, but you need to put...
And then he made another step towards me. Before I even knew what had happened, he was on the ground screaming, a dart embedded in his left shoulder. Did I do that? I couldn't have. Bells. Footsteps. I had to go.
I'm sorry. I did warn you.
I stammer as I step over Brother Gabriel. I have to run. I have to go. Staying is death at this point, or worse. Brother Gabriel grabs my ankle, though.
You're going to pay dearly for that, you beast.
I felt the fire in me build. Unlike I had ever felt it before, and with a rage I had never known. Do not call me a beast! And I spun and kicked Gabriel across the face. His body went spinning across the ground. He clutched his face, where three talon marks were starting to grow quite red. I am not a beast, or a freak, or a monster. I am Arcos Pizarro. I am a monk from the sanctuary of Hokkaido, and I am leaving... The footsteps were closer now, just as they broke through into the arena. Master Elijah leading the charge, I shot into the sky like a bullet. I heard Master Elijah shouting at me, the angry shouting. But it soon faded into nothingness. By the time the sun was rising, I didn't know where I was anymore. I had just kept flying through the early hours, fearing that if I stopped, they would find me. I was so tired, though. I needed to land, to find somewhere to rest. I came down and took a breather under a tree. I must have dozed off from the exhaustion of all the night's festivities. While I dreamt, I saw all the faces of the angry brothers and leaders at the sanctuary. I watched what unfolded from outside myself, and as I reached the end of the dream, there was a voice, soft and calming.
I did the easy part, little one. The rest of the journey is on you.
Just before I woke, I saw the moon. It was beautiful. So warm. When I woke, it was late afternoon. I decided I should find out where I was. I picked myself up off the ground. My back didn't hurt as I was expecting it to. A pleasing surprise. As I started down a nearby road, I noticed a line of people forming outside a wall up ahead. I asked a passerby what was going on, but upon seeing me, he ran in fear, screaming about the feral were outside of Iron's Edge now. Iron's Edge. The man at the sanctuary said something about that. And people needed help. Maybe the people in the line would be of more use for finding out the meaning of all this information. So I decided to take my chance with the line. Despite the man having just joined was carrying a large hammer. Deep breath. They can't all be bad people, Harkos.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.